He's loving the girl. Ooh, he's loving the girl. Praise the Lord. Now then, we all want to be like that, right, Scott? We want to love our spouses so that God will answer our prayer. Because he says right here, now this is the king that wrote this. The king says that your prayers be not hindered. Actually, the NLT just says it even clearer. It says that your prayers will not be answered. It's that simple in the NLT. But here this says that your prayers be not hindered. Well, I don't want my prayers hindered, do you? No. When I pray, I want God to hear my prayer and answer me. But God has said, finally, he says, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, courageous. Now then, verse 9 and 10. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise a blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. Now then, what should we be saying to each other? A blessing. Then he says, look at verse 10. This has always been one of my favorite verses. For he that will love life and see good days. Now, when I read that, I thought, ooh, that's me. I want to hold up both hands right there, Lord. Anybody else in here interested in that? Dave's got both hands up, too. We love life and good days. I love being able to go out and do things. Don't you, Dave? I love being able to walk and run and see and play and love and do all the things, because God says, for he that will love life and see good days, look what's required. Let him or her refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. So what does that mean? If you retaliate to your mate, you get smart with them, start mouthing off to them, you're not going to have long life and good days. It's going to eventually make you sick. Now then, I want to take you in the NLT to Job chapter 33, starting with verse 10. I want to show you something here. A lot of people, when I first started teaching that God will make you sick, you know, people, they said, no, Thurman. God, he don't make people sick. He has no sickness in him, so he can't make you sick. Well, he may not have no sickness in him, but he can certainly make you sick. And I want to show you that just one of the many places in God's Word he talks about this. But let's go to Job 33, verse 10, to start off with. God is picking a quarrel with me, and he considers me to be his enemy. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt like that? Yeah, I think we all have probably felt like that. But verse 11 and 12, let's go on down. He puts my feet in the stocks and watches every move I make. How many of you know God watches every move you make? How many of you know that he hears every word you say? He knows every thought of your heart. So you can't even think something and God don't know it. He's very, very powerful. And verse 12 says, In this he says, you are not right, and I will show you why. As you yourself have said, God is greater than any person. And I'll agree he is. Verse 13 and 14. So why are you bringing a charge against him? You say he does not respond to people's complaints. But it says, but does he respond to our complaints? It says in verse 14, God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. He speaks how often? How does he speak to you? Give me some ways that God might speak to you. You sat down to read the Word tonight. You might sit down to read the Word tonight. At least it might something jump off the page that fit exactly what you did today. You've had that happen too, huh? Or some guy walks in and he says, you know, I haven't seen you in church much lately. You need to go to church more often, girl. And he says, well, I just don't have time. Now, who was that talking to you? It was the Lord trying to tell you to get back in church. He sent somebody. He sent a person, you know, to talk to you. He sends his word. He does everything to get our attention. But God speaks to us again and again, though people do not recognize it. We don't recognize that's God talking to us. Let's see what the next one says in verse 15 and 16. Then he speaks in dreams. Do we all have dreams? Oh, yeah. He speaks in dreams and visions of the night when deep sleep falls on people as they lie in bed. He whispers in their ear and terrifies them with his warnings. Somebody says, I had a terrifying dream last night. It must have been from the devil. No, who was it from? What was he trying to do? Save your life. He loves you. He's trying to terrify you. He's telling you, don't do it. Don't get into sin. It's going to cost you your life. He's trying to warn you. Verse 17 and 18. He causes them to change their minds, to keep them from pride. He keeps them from the grave. Oh, you were headed to the grave with where you were going. Wow. Isn't that something? I think about that 42-year-old man years ago, that his sin was he was not spending enough time with God. This guy was in church every Sunday. Every Sunday. His name was Ed Brock. This happened in 1986. Ed was in church every Sunday, in Sunday school every Sunday morning. His wife and him came back every Sunday night, but that's all they give God one day a week. I mean, so, well, what does God want? How much time does God say he wants? 24/7. I want all of you. You're to put me first and nothing before me. You're to meditate on the word how much? Day and night. You're supposed to read it and study it and put me first. When you don't have the word in front of you, you're to be praising me. You wake up worshiping me and praising me. He says, he causes them to change their mind. He keeps them from pride. He keeps them from the grave, from crossing over the river of death. God doesn't get any glory out of you dying early. But sin brings forth death, the scripture says. And we go down that path. I mean, God's out there. He's out there trying to grab us by the shirt collar to pull back and say, Thurman, don't go down that path. And I'm over kicking and screaming and say, God, it's my free will. I'll go where I want to when I want to. He's over there saying, no, no, don't take that path. It'll lead to death. Aren't we stupid, Bill? Yeah, we're plumb stupid. You know, we're fighting to go down that path. And here he is trying everything to keep us from death. He knows that just down the road a little ways is death for us. And he don't want us to die. He's got 70 or 80 or 90 years planned for us out there somewhere. And we're kicking and screaming to go our own way. Verse 19 and 20. Our God disciplines people with sickness and pain, with ceaseless aching in their bones. Now, if he can't get through to you by talking to you, and which way is the easiest? Had you rather hear God's voice? When God says, Thurman, you need to stop going down that pathway. You need to come back over here and start loving me and putting me first. What should I immediately do? Yes, Lord, let me get right back over here. Lord, I'm off to the left a little while here and I'm off to the right. Oh, Lord, let me put my path straight ahead. I want to walk straight down that path, holy with you. I don't want to veer to the right or to the left, just like you told me. Don't veer to the right or left. Don't look out there at the things that's going on. Because as you're walking down this straight path, you look off out there and there's doors open and there's demons in there that are calling, come over here. There's a new red Corvette sitting over there. And guys, oh, look at that red Corvette. Well, I could go over there and get that. I'm 18 years old. That's what I'd die for, that red Corvette. The girls will really think I'm something if I'm driving a red Corvette. And who's that? That's the devil. If you walk down this path and God wants you to have a red Corvette and you're going to use it for his glory, he'll give you one. He'll give you one. And he'll pay for it. But you'll use it for his glory. You won't use it to chase the girls in. He says, God disciplines people. Who does this? The Word of God says, God disciplines people with sickness and pain, with ceaseless aching in their bones. Now then, if there's anything that'll bring a man to church, when he gets to this point in his life, right, Scott? When a man gets to this point where there's ceaseless aching in his pain and his bones, especially when he goes to the doctor and the doctor says, I'm sorry, you got 3 months to live. There's not anything you can do, doc? Nothing. In 3 months, it's history. That happened to a young man in his 40s over when we was over in Dallas. He got to feeling bad and he went to the doctor and the doctor said, son, you got maybe 3 months to live. He was from Tennessee. So the young man quit his job, took what money he had and went back to Tennessee and went to see a funeral director and told him, said, I have about 3 months to live. And he said, I want to do my own funeral. I want to buy my casket and everything. And the guy said, have you ever heard of Thurman Scrivener? This guy's in Tennessee, a funeral director. And he said, no, I never heard of him. He said, here is a couple of his CDs about healing. Why don't you listen to them? The guy listened to him. He came from Tennessee back to Dallas, come to a healing school. When he come up, he said, I've not been putting God first. He said, I'm breaking lots of his rules. I didn't realize it was bringing me to death. But he said, I repent, and I'm going to walk with God, and I'm going to walk holy with him. I'm not going to die. I'm going to live to be an old man, but I'm going to put God first in this day forth. He said, I've not done it up to now. He said, I've been professing to be a Christian. I've not produced any fruit for the kingdom of God. But he said, from this day forth, I will change. And I prayed for him. And that guy, the last time I seen him, he's still blowing and going. He ain't got no sickness in his body at all. See, we don't understand. God disciplines people with sickness and pain, with seizures aching in their bones. They lose their appetite and do not care for even the most delicious food. I hope you're not there yet. You don't want to get there. Then let's see what happens after you get past this. Let's go to the next couple of verses. They waste away to skin and bones. How many times I've been to a hospital and somebody's down to 80 or 90 pounds. They used to weigh 200 pounds. Isn't it awful? We don't have to go there. Says the scripture says they are at death's door. The angels of death wait for them. Well, let's see what he says. Verse 23. But if, now anytime you see a but and an if in the scripture together at the same time, pay attention. But if a special messenger from heaven is there to intercede for a person, to declare that he is upright, God will be gracious and say, set him free. Do not make him die, for I have found a ransom for his life. Now, when we go in as children of God, and we got all of our sins repented of, and we get that person's sins repented of, and we plead the blood of Jesus over them, and we pray their prayer of faith over them, then God says he'll heal them, doesn't he, Lisa? Let's see what he says in the next couple of verses. Then his body will become as healthy as a child's. You know, the only thing I can say about this, don't get away from God and get into that sickness and disease. God is merciful, and he's trying to warn us to walk holy in his presence without sin. Because if we do not obey him, he will speak to us again and again. And if we don't listen, then he'll see dreams and visions. And if we don't listen then he will discipline us with sickness and pain deep in our bones. In fact, right down here, just a little ways from here.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, As He Thinks in His Heart, So Is He, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.